Come on up, kids. Bella is 11 years old, and she has two little sisters, Lila and Mila. And so she knows all about having little sisters. And I wanted her to be beside me this morning because I'm going to tell you a story now. It's a true story. And I want to, I think Bella can help me with it because she reads big girl books that will kind of help me with this, okay? So the other day, I was driving from Cochrane back to Ghost Lake, and I saw a mother deer, and she was tiptoeing across the road, and nobody saw her until the last minute. And then the man in front of me slammed on his brakes, and I slammed my on. And it was a mother deer. I didn't know it was a mother deer. And she went across, and she was looking back. And I thought, I wonder where the other deer are. And all of a sudden, do you know what I saw? A tiny little baby deer. It was so little, I thought it was a rabbit at first. And it went hippity-hop, as fast as its tiny legs could take it. And its mother went tippy-toed, and she looked back and almost to say, come on, hurry, hurry, hurry. And the little one ran across the road and into the grass and laid down right beside where its mother was standing. And I thought to myself, boy, that was close. But that little tiny deer, it must have just been born a day or two earlier because it was so little. It was so tiny. But it was so brave to follow its mother across the road in a dangerous situation like that. And last night, Bella was reading a book that her mom and her grandma got for her at the bookstore the other day. And it was called Brave. What does it mean to be brave? And I thought to myself, you know, being brave is going to be very important for girls and boys, for moms and dads and grandmas and grandmas in these next coming years. It's going to be very important for you to be brave. Because all us grandpas and grandmas, and Bella has a grandma that she calls Cook, because her grandma is Cree. And in Cree, grandma, the word grandma is Cook'em. But because when Bella was just a tiny little girl, she couldn't say cook'em, so she just said cook. And now her little sisters say cook, and we all say cook. And it's kind of neat because I was watching Bella read the book, and last night my daughter Naomi, which is Bella's mom, said, you know that Bella? She read the whole book. In one sitting, she read the whole book. And it was all about being, what does it mean to be brave? And I've been thinking now, ever since Minister Derwin invited me to be here, I've been wondering, what could I possibly say to the mums and dads and grandmas that would give them encouragement and hope and would help them to see what we need to be. Because you girls are all going to grow up soon. You're going to get bigger and bigger. And pretty soon you'll be as big as Bella. And later on you'll get even bigger and be just like your moms and your grandmas. So it's going to be very important that you be very brave and be very strong. And you're going to have to be like the mother deer and not run too fast so that the little ones can keep up. And so that you'll be the kind of mama or grandma, yeah, you could be that way when you grow up. And so you're going to have to be very strong. And I was just wondering, Bella, what did that book, the book, when it talks about being brave, what does it really say? What does it mean to be brave? To have courage. Courage is another word for faith. And this is a faith community. So this should be a very brave community. And I think if you're very brave, that is another thing that you're going to have to understand as you get bigger. And now I'm going to tell you the other half of the story. It's a true story, and it happened just last week. And I think it's important when you grow up that you look for things that are happening all around you that will help you to understand what God is saying to you. Because I've been saying now for several weeks, what would God want me to say to these boys and girls and to their moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas? And I was driving to Cochran the other day from Ghost Lake, and I was in a hurry. And I got on, and there's no shoulder on the road where I live. So when you drive down the road fast, if there's anybody on the road on the bicycle, you could hit them. So you have to be very careful. And I was driving along the road, and all of a sudden, I saw down in the ditch, there was a young man down in the ditch, and he was a Stony Nakota man, which means he was an indigenous man. And he was standing in the ditch so nobody would hit him. And he had a shirt on, and there was a big sign on his shirt, and it said, "Just do it. Just do it." And I thought to myself, wow, that's a good sign. I should stop and give him a lift, and he can tell me why he's wearing that shirt. Because 50 years ago, when I was a young man, a whole bunch of young people came to the Yukon to help me with indigenous kids in Mayo and Pelly Crossing, 300 miles north of Whitehorse. And all the kids came from Vancouver and Victoria and Edmonton from Anglican churches. And they all had these shirts and these buttons on, and it said, "Just do it." And I thought, that was in 1970. That's the same message from almost 50 years ago. So I thought, oh man, I wish, but I couldn't stop because there was people behind me and there was people coming the other way. And so I just kept going. And I drove all the way into Cochran, and I jumped out of the truck, and I reached down, and I didn't have my wallet. I couldn't do anything. And I said, how am I going to do it if I'm not prepared? Darn. And I had to turn around, drive all the way back to Ghost Lake and get my wallet, because I had forgotten that you can't do it if you're not equipped to do it. And that's why you girls and boys come to Sunday school and church, and that's why your moms and dads and your grandpas and grandmas are always wanting you to do things, but be prepared to do it. And so this morning, when Derwin asked me what kind of lessons do you want, I thought, you know, Psalm 23 is the one that my dad used to say. My dad never went to church, hardly ever. The only time he ever went to church was when my mom said, "You better go to church. David's preaching this morning." And then my dad would say, And he'd get out his watch. And when I got up from the pulpit, in those days it was really fancy, he had to get up from the pulpit and everything. And I'd get up there to preach, and he'd take out his, and he'd look around, and he'd go like that. "Don't talk too long, David." And I'd say, okay. So I had to be very careful with my dad. But one of the things he did was he always said, "You know, David, I don't have much use for the church. But you know what? I always say the Lord's Prayer before I go to sleep at night. And I know the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I thought to myself, I think my dad, my good old dad, would want me to use that this morning. Because you know what? Ever since Bella's grandma got sick, and ever since she got to a point where she needs a lot of help, and you know, Bella pushes her in the wheelchair, Bella helps her to get up, and Bella helps me Bella jumped on her bicycle the other day, and I said, Bella, I'm just taking the stuff to the garbage. And you know, before I got to the garbage place, Bella got on her bike and rode down to make sure that I could get the garbage into the big bins that we have. So I just thought to myself, gosh, the Lord is my shepherd, and this is the Good Shepherd Church. So we are the followers of the Good Shepherd. This is the Good Shepherd Church, so, and it says, I shall not want. That means that the girls and boys in this church and their moms and dads have everything they need to change the world. And you know, I thought to myself, what would the people of the Good Shepherd want me to say to them this morning? What would God want me to say to them? And what would I want them to say to me? And I think it would come down to this. We are the people of the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd gives us all the strength we need to change the whole world. Can you believe that? To change the whole world. And I think that's one side of the story. And the other side of the story is the gospel for this morning, where Jesus says to Simon Peter, do you really love me, Simon Peter? And poor Simon Peter says, he knows me. He must know that I love him. But the strange thing about it is, Jesus keeps using the same question over and over again. Why does he ask the same question over and over again? Do you love me? And finally, Peter says, you know everything. You must know that I love you. And Jesus says, yeah, I hear you, Peter. But you know what? You're young now. You can get up. You can do whatever you want. Go wherever you want to go. But you know what? Someday you're going to get old. And you're going to become fragile. Just like Bella's grandma. And just like me. Just like all grandpas and grandmas. You're going to become fragile. And you're going to become vulnerable. And somebody might come along and tie you up and take you to a place where you don't want to go. And you know what? That's when you're going to have to remember what you said to me today. You're going to have to remember what it means when you say you love me and when I need you to follow me. So all through your life, you're going to have to be brave and you're going to have to follow Jesus. And that's the thing that keeps me going every day. Because now when I have to get Bella's grandma up, I need help. There's a lady that came in the other day and she showed me how you put your arm underneath the people, just like, you know, when you're little babies and you're picking little babies up. Now, if I'm going to pick up Bella's grandma, I have to put my hand right under her like that. And then I have to put my other hand over here. And I have to kind of pull this way, push this way, and that's not so hard. It's quite easy, actually. You can pull her up, and she can sit up, and then get her walker, and then we can get her going for the whole day. But this morning, because she was still sleeping, Bella and I and Jeffrey, my son, and Bella's uncle, we just tiptoed out of the house before she woke up. But that's why Jesus said to Simon Peter, you know, Simon Peter, you're going to get old someday and you're not going to be able to keep to doing all the things that you can do now. And that's why in our church, I think this is a very special church, because over the years, the people in this community have always welcomed me, even though I wasn't very traditional, or even though I wasn't very liked a lot of other ministers. But you took me just the way I am. You gave me the freedom to be who I am. And Jesus gives us the freedom to be who we are. And it's very important that you know who you are so that you can be strong and brave. And I know that you're going to be that kind of people because the grandpas and grandmas like me and the moms and dads, they all want their kids to grow up to be strong and brave and never be afraid to do what's right. And my dad used to say to me when I was a little boy and I did something wrong, he'd say, "David Rankin, what's your name?" And I'd say, "I'm David Rankin, Dad, you know that." And he said, "Well, then why don't you act like David Rankin?" He'd say, "You know the difference between right and wrong, so you do what's right." And my mom would say, "And you know what? You have to be like Jesus." And I say, "What would Jesus do in a situation like this?" And my mom would say, "He probably wouldn't get into it in the first place." But you know, this is a community where we don't, there's a word here that I wanted to make sure I used this morning, and it's an important word because it's just a word that I really wanted to make sure I didn't forget to use, and it's where is it here? Yes, the word I wanted to use, and it's a big word, so only the moms and dads will probably understand this. The word is indoctrination. Indoctrination. Now, that's a word that means that you do as you're told because you're told because you're convinced that if you don't do it, you'll get into a lot of trouble. When I was a little boy, there were ministers who would say, "You do as you're told." And if you didn't do as you were told, you would go and you would be burned up in a lake of fire if you didn't do as you were told. And people were indoctrinated to think that following Jesus, you better do it. You better follow Jesus. If you didn't follow Jesus, something awful was going to happen. And so people thought that following Jesus was, you had to be scared to follow Jesus. You had to be afraid to follow Jesus. Jesus was not like that. Jesus, the only people Jesus scared were people like people who said, the only people that scared that Jesus scared were people like those who said, "All the news is fake news except what I tell you. All news is fake news. I'm the only one that knows the true news." Those kind of people were frightened by Jesus. Because they knew that Jesus could see right through them and that the news that he said was fake was probably more truthful than anything that he said. And that's why it's so important, and that's why I'm talking to you and your moms and dads today. Because when all the grandpas and grandmas are gone and the moms and dads are old, you girls and your sisters and brothers are going to have to be able to say, "You know what? We haven't been indoctrinated. God has given us a brain and a heart and the ability to discern between what is right and what is wrong. We know the difference between right and wrong. We don't need to tell you what the fake news is because we think you're fake news. We're smart enough to know that." You see, God gives us the ability, and Jesus shows us that we need to use our hearts, our minds, and our whole selves to determine what is true and right and good. And so I want you to grow up and be very strong and brave girls, that your brothers will be brave, strong boys, and that you won't be afraid to follow Jesus. In fact, you'll be happy to follow Jesus because it's the right thing to do, because it'll make you strong and give you the heart and the eyes to tell what's right and what's wrong. Because I believe in you, and God believes in you, and Jesus does not play favorites. Bella has got two sisters, and I love Bella and Lila and Mila all the same. And I have Naomi and Jeffrey, my son and my daughter, and I love them. I don't have favorites. God does not have favorites. Jesus is saying, follow me wherever you come from, whatever your color you are. And when you do it, you can do it if you're prepared. So listen carefully to your moms and dads and your grandpas and grandmas, and especially listen to the word of Jesus, and he will give you the strength to do whatever you need to do in life, and you'll be brave and strong, and you'll follow Jesus even when you get to be an old grandpa and grandma. And you'll make all us grandpas and grandmas very, very happy that we could be a small part of your lives. So I want to thank you now this morning for helping me with this, because I couldn't have done it without you. And I hope that you'll go and you'll grow up and be just as strong as Bella and as beautiful and good as you are, and that you'll help people to follow Jesus wherever you go. Because the Lord is my shepherd, and this is the Good Shepherd Church. And I shall not want. You have everything you need inside you to make the world a better place. The church should be at the very front of that. This church should be full of people who believe that they're going to provide leadership to the whole world. You're going to be leaders, okay? You're going to be following Jesus, and you're going to be leaders. You'll change the world because you have within you everything you need, as long as you remember to take care of each other, take care of everyone who needs you. Okay? Let me say a prayer now with you, okay? And then we'll have the rest of the service together. Heavenly Father, you have been such, you are the creator of all. You are the love of our lives. You give us the strength to say a few kind words to encourage and give hope wherever we go. Because you have been the good shepherd. You have been our good shepherd and everyone's good shepherd. Help us now to take care of all those who have come into our world, and help us to be prepared so we can do it. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.